variety of news, commentary and poetry at Willow's Poetry Corner, where there are comfy cushions and a tempting selection of delectable comestibles. A show that's quirkily and quintessentially British, with a unique twist featuring Willow Andreasen, your host. Join Willow Mondays and Thursdays, 2 till 4pm Eastern Time, Studio A.
Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Oh my, it's another one of those laughings that I can't hear a thing.
Oh my.
I think it's just that would be my cue, I think, folks. Studio B. What do you think of that? And we're all here weaving a web of whatever we think, and it's this, it's a great place to think, you know. Like, what do you think, Scott? I got Scott with me.
It's a great place to think.
And it's time for the answers again. Like, we know how that goes, right?
Got the answer.
Well, I think the best answer is some of us are possessed. When we realize that, I think we could see a lot. And when you think about that, if you give it a thought or two, you know, it's like something else has you, you know, like something else is getting you to do what they want. And when I think about it, most of my life something's been trying to get me to do things. So I'm kind of rebellious in a way. I think the most of us are at this point. Like, we're just fed up, you know. I don't know. Do you know? What do you think on the answers, Scotty?
Well, I think we're all possessed by things that we want to be possessed by and things that we don't want to be possessed by. But we are all possessed. Well, most of us.
Yeah, well, you know, just to open your eyes to a place like this, I mean, it's got to be possessive, the place you're in, even, you know, you don't know what to take it like, right? So it's possessing us until we figure it out.
Well, I mean, I've been meeting possessed people in real life on in the station. I mean, it's obvious.
Everywhere you look.
Yeah, I know. Here, friend, you know, present, accounted for. What are you?
Maybe that's how we're all connected, you know, by how possessive we are. Like, it's just a thing where you just can't break free because you keep connecting yourself to all the problems.
Is that the same? What do you think of it? Is that the same thing? Like possessive?
Yeah.
Or possessed?
Well, getting into something that you can't get out of and you don't even know how you got there, and it's like all of a sudden you can't do anything, you're stuck. And it's like, well, how'd that happen? Was that you? Was that something you ran into? Was it just a sign? Something in control? There's something in control of the people around us. It's interesting how this all works, and we don't really, nobody's ever taught us that there is anything going on around us, right?
Well, there's something going on around us. For sure.
I think that's the best test of what, you know, like whether or not we're capable or whether or not we're crazy or whether or not we're even ourselves. Is like, if there's something else and we can't figure it out, like, where does that, like, get us?
I mean, are adults like little children? You know, it's like
until they know what's control.
Well, listen to this example. So, my grandkids only like he's under three, right? And he grabs my hat and I'm just like my hat, doing the my hat thing, you know? And he eventually he thought it was his hat. that's what I'm getting at here now. So he was possessing my hat, right?
Yeah.
Then, but then one of my kids took the hat.
But it was so cool, right? That he
wanted. Yeah, and said it was my hat, and now he was my, so what? Right. So now was he possessed? Was it the whole
I think
thing?
Maybe you were teaching him.
It was my hat.
Yeah. You started it. Now it's a game, right? And yeah. Pretty soon it becomes like a problem in your life.
Yeah. That's how life goes, isn't it? For me.
Yeah, but it's not you, right? It's it's just the way things kind of go here and stuff. It's a lesson for all of us, right?
Oh yeah. But I mean, just watching out how the kid thinks. I'm thinking adults think like that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The best part is seeing how children think. Like when you're thinking, did they see that? What do you think they think when they saw that?
I can turn anything into a confrontation with little kids. I just love to do that.
I used to say when I was babysitting my granddaughter, my oldest one. And when she was 2 years old, I said that it was more interesting than talking to an 80-year-old person because she was so, like, new to it, you know, like, so excited about life.
That's fair. I mean, it's just as interesting.
Well, are we still interested at 65?
Well, yeah. I didn't get to talk to my grandpa. I mean, I only got to meet one grandpa that I remember, Well, my grandparents saw. I mean, the only one I ever really knew was my grandpa. Anyway, when he was dying, I mean, I got to hear all kinds of great stories about him, jumping ship in the Russian army and shit, and how he got to America, and all kinds of crazy stuff, you know. Great, like seeing the mermaid, all kinds of stupid stuff.
Wow. Yeah, you know, the same thing happened with my mom when I got to visit her right before. You know, like it was all these stories from the past that we would have never known. You know, last chance type thing.
Did I tell you my profound thought about time? You know, like time and relativity. Anyway, make a long story short here about the 80-year syndrome or 80-year thing. I'll make it real quick. If I'm 80 years old and I die today, right? We jump back to the day I was born, right? And then some 80-year-old guy dies, right? You go back to the year he was born, some 80-year-old guy dies. And you jump back to the date that guy was born, it was 1776. Might be 81 years. But anyway, my point being is, it's like in three lifetimes, 80-year lifetimes, you could have witnessed the entire history of this country. Isn't that profound?
Yeah, it is how short the country has been here. And look at where we're at right now. We're about to change everything, I think.
But look how much has changed from, like, you know, log cabins. Man, log cabins of space.
Yeah, from open space to, like, almost no space left. We're going to need outer space soon.
Like, well, everything, you know, PC, you know, just the craziness and the intensity of reality.
I think we've learned a lot. You know, like, I like to look at, like, we get something new every so often when we're, like, you know, like, we had the industrial age and then we have, you know, like, the, I don't know, the nuclear age. And then we have, like, the, you know, like, something like transistors and everything changes in the world. But it gives us something to stay interested in, you know, like it's like now we've got, you know, where they're trying to, like, I don't know, bring down the money system or something, but we've got such a new way of looking at life with technology and stuff that we may not even need a money system, And really, it's like a time when we can all communicate and figure out how we really want to think instead of, you know, like what we're told to think like. And that's what this Rev Radio is all about. Like, that's why it should be supported. And it's such a simple thing. It's the least amount that's asked for a station like this that I've seen anywhere.
Yeah.
So, and we're almost going on 10 years now, which is pretty amazing.
That is amazing. That's wow.
Yeah. So this is going to get huge, too. It can't get any smaller. It just keeps growing bigger and bigger exponentially. You know, and it's interesting because in this election cycle and this COVID thing, I think we're the only, one of the only, things that makes sense.
You know? Well, this station is key to freedom. This is key to the whole picture, believe it or not.
I think it's the final solution. I think we've been controlled up until now since the Stone Age, and it's always been about who's more powerful than who. And maybe now we can realize that we're all the same. We're all getting to the same place. It's about time we help each other get there. You know, instead of slow each other down. I think that's what this election is going to teach us in the end. Is that it's not about the president. It's about the people's choice.
Yeah, it's about the people. People's choice.
Yeah. It's time for that, right? We needed something shocking like this. Like, our voting system was hacked and stuff. And, they're probably hiding the opcode as we talk about it and stuff.
Oh, they're hiding everything as we talk about it.
Yeah, and so if somebody's hiding anything, then something's up, you know, and it's not right the way that we're being treated. So, you know, if America can't come clean, then what is America? Maybe it's time for the real America to come back.
Well, yeah. It's time for the people. It's time. It's like government, as we know it, has to change drastically.
Yeah, I think that's where we're at. I think that's what Rev Radio is about. I think that's why all the people come together from here. It's like when I listened to Mike Gatti, and I think he said today it was like 20 some hundred or something letters between the founding fathers, and that's where all the juice is of, you know, how things really happened and why we would have reacted. But what it is this stuff proves, like, we've got all the information to put together something right. It's not about what was wrong. It's about what we do with what we found now. Like, the internet was the perfect solution because everybody has a heart that, you know, they want to get the information out there and share it so that we can all get past all the lies.
Yeah.
I don't know. Can we live with lies anymore? Can we even get away with them?
Well, I mean, here I go. I'm really wishy-washy tonight because it depends. It depends on the person. A lie to one person is the truth to another, and vice versa.
Really, well, it could depend on the media telling you what to believe. Advertising is the worst thing I've seen in my life. I think my whole life, even between women and friends and everything, it's all about the advertising. I don't even want to say that. Go ahead.
No, I don't know. I mean, I just flash back to Reagan. I'm thinking, like, how could Reagan, Hollywood actor, become president? And some people think he's the greatest president that ever walked. Well, I happen to love him for the UN speech about the UFOs, but nonetheless, yeah.
Well, he was more real, more like us. That's why people like actors, I think.
Even Nixon won in a landslide. Like these guys, Nixon and Reagan, they won in like the biggest landslides ever. And nobody,
because it changed, right?
And nobody was predicting a dark winter. You can take that, to, you know.
Well, this COVID thing is so convenient. It's like interesting that everybody wanted to retire at this time, and you know, like there's all kinds of things going on with like why it would happen now. I think the best reason for it is like our this station and the way we are right now. We're revealing too much information.
I think the station scared them.
Yeah, and I think the way technology is, like we're ready for something new. Like we could have an alternate internet that like is so much better than being controlled. Like we have so many ways of doing it now.
Well, and here you go, FCC. I mean, don't they think they own the airwaves?
Well, yeah, but they only own it until we decide to go around them. Like, there's a lot of things going on. Like here's a great example. They make a light bulb, and the corporation says you can't make it more than 2,000 hours of time that it lasts. So they make the filament so thin that it burns out after 2,000 hours. So if you made the filament thicker, you could have it last 150 years or so, like, you know, the original light bulbs and stuff. So maybe it's just time for us to go around the corporations and make our own stuff.
Right.
And start to realize how they play it and how we could actually get things to last for our lifetimes. And it really wouldn't cost us so much to live. So maybe we're just in a time when it's so easy to live that they've got to like destroy everything before we realize that we don't need them at all. And that's been my goal the whole time I've been on the air, is show how simple it is to do things without being needy. You know, I think that's what I was taught all my life. Like, you could take the stuff that we throw away and make it into something these days. It's crazy how much we waste. But the real thing is, you start to see how things are so inexpensive, like solar panels and things. They're getting down to less than 50 cents a watt. So there's no reason for dependency anymore.
I think you're spot on with the
why they're going after us now.
Yeah, I don't know how to get around.
I agree. Like the light bulb went off in my head today when I thought about that. You know, well, shit, why can't we do it ourselves?
Lots of little things like that.
Corporations, yeah, lots of things. Almost everything, you know, you were saying it even. We used to do it ourselves 100 years ago. So all it is like if we watch some YouTubes, we could almost get everybody to be able to do anything they want themselves. And realize that we're only limited by what they taught us. By how they pit us against each other and stuff. Go ahead.
You know, if you got a community or you got a bunch of people together and got a factory going, making light bulbs that lasted 100 years, you know, and you wouldn't have to charge.
Hardly anything.
You wouldn't have to charge any extra for that.
Well, if everybody in the world wanted one, why would you have to overcharge?
Right. It would be a great, you know, I mean, what a great idea. It's just simple, and there's tons of, there's got to be tons of things like that.
Yeah, and I think that's the joke. It's like, we all are inspired, and we were taught that we're not. So man inspires us to all these crazy things, ways that we treat each other, how we think we're better than each other, how we get ideas and that makes us better than someone else. When really we're all connected together anyway, and we're all inspired together. And anybody has a good idea. Go ahead.
I'm going to bring up something. You showed you showed me an object. Yeah. It was a plate, and one side of the plate heated, and the other side of the plate got ice cold.
Yeah.
You know, a simple thing like that, which, I mean, instead of using a compressor and an air conditioner, something like that.
They're actually really efficient, and
yeah, you
see them in a lot of portable, like, coolers and stuff to keep, you know, cans of beer cold and stuff, or warm. You can warm up your food with it. And I think I paid, I think it was $3 a piece, like five of them for 15 or something, you know, free shipping.
Well, I think that was like back in the 70s. So I would imagine.
Yeah, it, they've been around since then, yeah.
Yeah, but I imagine it could be a lot cheaper to make and in larger sizes, and you could actually use it to either heat, you know, or cool a room. It's,
well, they have to be kind of cheap to make, or they wouldn't be so cheap to buy. And most of the electronic stuff is like that. Like, it's getting down to so cheap. Like, I can get a microcontroller for under $1, really like 50 cents now. And instead of building a bunch of circuits, I can just put a little microcontroller chip in there and do everything with one chip. And it's so cheap that you could make money selling the product or whatever, even if it was just a display. You could make money on something that doesn't cost you much to make. So we've got all these possibilities to do things ourselves now. And that's what I think is the whole reason for all the control now. You know, to scare us, to keep us under control, to make us needy and dependent on the system. And, you know, kind of, if you're in fear, you're always going to, like, do what you're told kind of thing.
Yeah. Utilities should be one of the first targets. Taking over the utilities.
I think what really scared them was how many solar panels China was starting to ship into the country. Like right now, I can look on Craigslist and get three listings in my area that I could drive to and get solar panels for less than 50 cents a watt. And the guy has like a bunch of them, so he's not going to run out. So it's getting to that point where anybody could afford it. It's almost cheaper to buy the solar panels and do it yourself than it is to pay your electric bill. Like, that's what it's going to get down to. And that's why I think they've changed the game. Like, we could be, like, independent off the grid.
Would you go as far as say you think that's part of what the reset's about?
I think that's the whole reason for the reset, is that the corporations aren't valued anymore because they got so expensive that we've got to come up with a way around them, like doing it ourselves. Even if it's like our time is so valuable, we still can't afford to give in to the corporations anymore.
Corporations seem to be existing, whereas the small businesses are about to get, well, they are getting hammered.
It's a simple thing, because like I had a sawmill and I could build a house with the wood that I made. And when you look at the price of wood, it's beyond what I can afford to buy if I wanted to build something. So it's actually cheaper for me to build a bandsaw sawmill and cut my own wood and let it dry and then use it for a house and build it myself than it is to pay, you know, like $20,000-$30,000. It's probably $10,000 for the materials to build a $20,000-$30,000 home, probably $100,000 home, because these little homes are worth like $40,000-$60,000 now for like a home you could build in a month or two.
Well, let's get down to the basics. What do you think it costs for, like, really, quartz for a Levittown house?
That's what I'm saying. I think it costs probably less than $10,000, probably like maybe $3,000 to $5,000. You're saying with the heating system and everything, about $10,000 or $15,000.
In today's world, what do you think it would cost to build that same house?
Well, just back in the day, it was just a part. I'm talking these days. If you were to do it yourself and go get, like, you know, material that's as cheap as you can get it,
okay, so less than $10,000.
Build a house, yeah, for $10,000 to $20,000. Probably about $20,000 if you just buy all the material at, like, you know, one of these places that you buy home material, like not a Lowe's, but, you know, somewhere you get bulk for, you know, a tractor trailer full of wood. Now you can get a log cabin for under $20,000. We have a participant here.
Oh my God, we got the SWAT teams coming out now.
Yes. He is looking out the window trying to determine what's next. We got to calm him down before he gets crazy. But You know, like what I'm saying is, I think it's time that we work together and we lower the cost of stuff, because we almost have to start doing things ourselves. And, you know, like to get around the system in a way. Like the system is saying we're needing it. You know, if you need the system, one of these days we're going to have to take the shot that they want to give us.
Oh, yeah. What is it? Regeneron? It's just been approved, emergency approval by the FDA. Go out. Take a taste of it.
The pandemic is back in action.
Yep. Oh, yeah. They're clapping now.
Yeah, I don't watch the news, so I think it's funny that you know, they're saying the hospitals are crowded. I don't think they are.
I haven't watched news, but I mean, I do pick up alerts on my phone. Like curfew in Jersey, in Philadelphia, they're shutting down indoor restaurants. All this is going to take place until January. So they're just clamping down. They're shutting everything down. They're starting.
They were saying in Pennsylvania they don't want people like visiting each other either, right? They said someone must stay home.
Stay home. No more than that. I think Pennsylvania's 10 in the house, but they don't want people. We'll see if they do that, but they said they don't want people. If you don't live in the house, you can't be in the house. You have to actually live there to be there. You can't be visiting people. So it's getting a little bit too far.
Yeah, because then you have to prove your residence.
Also, one more thing here about if I should go into Jersey, if I walk into Jersey, or if I take like a 10-minute walk, I have to go into 14 days. I have to go into, that's going to be a mandate, 14
across
days.
Across the border.
Across the border, right? Anywhere
less than a mile away.
Right. Now, here's...
But let's
just say I work in Jersey, right? I get a pass for that. That's okay. So if you know what I'm saying? So
it should be how many miles away to, you know, so it's not about borders, because that's weird when it's like a mile away.
Yeah. I mean, there's an 8 o'clock. I don't know, man. There's some kind of curfew going on. So if in a certain place in Jersey, if I'm driving, do I have a Tennessee license? Am I good?
Yeah.
You know, am I susceptible to their laws? Like, wow, man.
Well, you're susceptible to being pulled over and questioned, so that anything else could happen. It depends on how they think they like you or not.
Yep.
And this is what they kind of gave us, is like, you know, this fear factor of, you know, what could happen to us next. It's not a matter of, you know, getting in trouble or being in trouble or that type or anything. It's just to think that, you know, somebody's watching you all the time is bad enough. Like there's something wrong with everybody before they even do anything wrong.
I know. It's like it's just contradictory. All the blue or liberals are saying defund the police, but they're at the same time they're saying please keep an eye on everybody and, you know, and arrest anybody that's not wearing a mask.
Why? Who would say something like that? Because. You're not hurting somebody that is wearing a mask. And you're outside and stuff. It's like there's no right over people like that. Nobody's proven anything. They won't give us any evidence. And they're saying that America is not America anymore without any evidence at all. Like, I wouldn't give up my life for something like this. I would think, you know, first you've got to show me that this even exists, because the way this is going, I could believe that they just made it all up. Like, we don't see anybody, you know, falling down in front of us and being taken out by something. And even if somebody said it was so horrible and stuff, well, that could be the way you go through the hospital. It could be so horrible. It could be what the doctor tells you makes it horrible. Like, it's hard to say what we're really up against here, because we're up against science telling us what to think like. Never had it before. Science was always about information. What if they don't give us the truth? And they decide our fate? What if they're like devious in a way too, because they can't put their name on things anymore. They can't discover something new. It's not like it used to be.
Is it possible scientists are just protecting their positions?
It's possible, yeah. They're getting paid to do this, so they can't not do it. And what's happening is the government is taking over most of the jobs in the nation. Like, that's what you're realizing right now. Like, we're realizing how, like, with a license or a permit, that you have no position to fight over anything. The government controls whether or not people wear masks and you run a business and stuff. That's not what America was supposed to be, right?
No, not at all. But here's the loophole. A lot
there
of people are scared. People, here's, I'm going to tell you what the loophole is. They're saying this is special. This is,
special circumstances.
Yeah.
Because people are here, and because somebody can lose their life because of you. And the truth is, we're all going to lose our lives because of them if they keep pushing this, you know, whatever it is. We have no evidence at all. You can't take down America with no evidence. Like, could you think that in all of your life that something like this would happen and this is how we'd all lose?
No, I didn't picture this. I didn't picture it like this. I actually thought that the younger generations had some patriotism to them. I was totally unaware about what's going down in the school systems. And, can't say I was totally unaware. I was apathetic about it, and I shouldn't have been.
I think our generation really didn't have a lot of time to, you know, like, check out our school system and follow the children and do everything
But our generation was the administrators. And the teachers.
I kind of doubt that. I think we were left out a little bit of, like, the positions to make changes like that. Like, the way this is all set up is there are possessed people, and they won't let other people that aren't possessed into those power positions.
Right, you gotta
be possessed. Oh, yeah. This world's run by another world. That's the thing that they don't want to teach us. That's why religion won't teach us any more than, you know, whether or not, like, you got to guess which way you're going after this stuff. So, you don't even know what's next. Like, if we knew what was next, we'd know how it works. Like, people said something on Rev Radio about how dumb the other world could be, and I'm thinking, well, they're probably not too bright if they think that, because the other world's been around longer than us. But, you know, if you think reincarnation, maybe you don't think that way. Maybe you think some of us are better than each other. But I think it's more like they've been around longer, so it's like they're fooling us and telling us that we're fooling them just to give us some kind of power that we don't have. See, we don't know what it's like in another world that you can't see. So how are you going to get power over that?
Yeah, I couldn't tell you whether they were dumb or smart. I don't know.
Because they don't want us to know. And that's the interesting part. Like, the system doesn't want us to know something. And if that's true, then the system's not good. Like, right now, our government is hiding all kinds of information on the voting system and, like, just about everything.
Everything.
Because if they reveal anything, they get in trouble.
Like a thousand sealed work, whatever those things were.
I thought it was up to 20,000 like 6 months ago.
Yeah, what do they call it again? What are these things?
A sealed indictments. So you can't investigate because they're sealed, which makes all of us like we can't ask any questions.
That's all you need to know.
Just like
all you need to know.
You're not allowed to ask any questions because he's running for president. Whatever. He can't be a criminal because he could forgive himself. How's that work?
Every person in the United States, you get to read all the stuff that's sealed. should be read by everyone in the U.S. to make their own interpretation.
They're never going to get to. They've been sealed almost 4 years now, so.
I don't care if they've been sealed for 100 years. Everyone needs to read this stuff. To see what's
this stuff's all going to go away when Trump does.
Yeah, because everyone, it'll be a pardon.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. That's why Biden has to get in. It's a buy-in. Everybody gets pardoned that bought in.
Right.
And he's the one that needs it the most. His family, all the other families like Pelosi and stuff, they all have members that are, you know, insider trading. That's what that is when you hire your family members and you get them contracts instead of everyone else. They should be the last person to get opportunity like that. They have enough. That's what America was really about. Like making sure everybody has a chance.
Yeah,
so you don't give the easiest jobs to the worst people. Well, it's not power that corrupts. When you really think about how this world works, you read the book like The Philosophy or something, you realize that we're not in control of anything. The world that you can't see controls the world that you can see.
How
would we know? That's why we're all in the dark. We're all figuring out, you know, who knows anything here? This is what hell is like when you're talking to everybody and you can't figure out what the hell's going on.
See,
and if they keep you like that, what kind of life is it if you can't grow? Go ahead. I interrupted you.
No, I mean, I'm pretty much like exactly getting close to a year being retired, and I just don't have that distaste in my mouth, you know, for the working reality, and then for the machine. There you go, for the machine. I don't know.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying I see it all, and I feel like I'm past it or something. I've been put out to pasture. I mean, I guess I have a voice, you know. But
you're on the other side of the argument in a way, you know. Like it's like it doesn't matter now because you don't have to do it anymore.
Right on the third side of the argument, you know.
You made it to not have to wake up in the morning. It's your turn. But now they want to put you out to pasture and cut it off as short as possible so they don't have to pay so much for you to enjoy yourself.
Well, they're doing good so far because they created a virus that kills old people. So, I mean, so they have that set in place.
You can't even go a mile in one direction. You should take Trenton again, right?
I know. It's George Washington camped out. His headquarters was like about less than a mile away from here.
Well, he wouldn't have gotten through the COVID thing.
I don't know, but he got across a frozen river, though. That's pretty intense. Although,
these days you drowned because it won't freeze.
I want you to know I got my metal detector out. I'm going to go looking for the silver dollar he threw across the river. I'm going to find that sucker.
Yeah, I have to laugh that we believe anything that we're taught. He cut down a cherry tree. I heard Alan Weisop was George Washington after the election. Some 33rd degree Mason. So what do we even know? Like our founding fathers, we thought they were founding something, but they really gave us a bunch of crap. All the backdoors.
Ben Franklin should have been president, man.
You think Ben Franklin special?
Yeah, I do. He's done a lot of good stuff.
I don't know if that really qualifies them. They say a lot about Einstein, too, but it could have just been families that they actually lived in that, you know, got them where they go.
Franklin overwatched. He oversaw the writing of the Constitution.
Yeah, he traveled back and forth to France, I think it was, and stuff, or England.
He's our first ambassador. He's the one that got the French. He whored himself out and got the French.
My point is, I don't know because I wasn't there. So all I know is what they're telling me. And at this point, I'm starting to think that we should start over because what they're telling me is, is a shame what's happened. You know, like, if you think about America, it would figure that they would try and get away with whatever they can up until they can't. And that's where we're at. You just can't get away with it anymore. If they're going to watch everybody else, then they're being watched too. So from now on, they have to do, like, they either have to take over now or forever have to do the right thing for the right amount of people. Like, you just can't. You can't do it selfishly anymore. That's what I think the whole problem is.
Well, how about the governor in California?
The what?
The governor of California.
What about him? I don't
know. He just came out with all these rules about, you know, you can't, like, Thanksgiving dinner should be outside. Everyone should be whatever, 6 foot apart, and you should only eat. You should be wearing your mask all the time. You know, except between bites. Anyway, he just got caught. Someone filmed, photographed a couple shots of him in this fancy restaurant.
Not doing what he said, right?
Yeah, he was indoors, no indoor restaurants. He didn't have a mask on. They were sitting, like, right next to each other. He was meeting a lobbyist. It was his birthday, among other people. So he went on TV and apologized, right? He said, I'm sorry, you know, I was a bad boy, but I was outside, right? But then the pictures came out, you know, show he was inside. So they have a recall. If you get enough of signatures in California, you can actually, impeach the governor, or just have him take that
they
office.
Should. They should impeach all these people that are going along. These people are going along to get along. Like, that governor is definitely on the wrong side here.
Oh, yeah. He's not.
Well, that's what possessed is. When they don't have any power over what they do or say, and they keep getting caught doing the wrong thing. If you were on the right side and you were inspired by the Creator, why would you do a bunch of stupid stuff? Get caught in trouble and everybody's talking about you wrong, everything you say is wrong. How does that happen? It's really easy to say, you know, what feels right to you, like when you do something, what makes you feel like you've done it the best for the most amount of people? And when my whole life, I don't see our system doing that for the most amount of people. Like, they might say that, but in the long run, it never adds up. You always hear them saying what they're going to do before they get in power, but they never get done whatever they, you know, got in power for. And then we don't even know which side is really the side that we're picking. And now with the election stuff, like, all the machines were rigged, they'll never be able to rig voting machines again. This was their last chance to try something stupid. And all of their excuses, like, oh, I guess it just happened to be like that or something. It must have been, you know, an act of God. That it just doesn't add up to an act of God. So we have a flawed system, and America is not what it said it was. And I think we should hold them to the fire and make it what they said that we were supposed to get, which would be everybody has opportunity, and we stop wasting our money on stupid things like arguing over who's right and wrong. Let's just see who does the most for the most people. So what we're coming to is, like, who could do the wrong thing? Who would want to do the wrong thing anymore? Look at it that way. Who wants to go in the wrong direction? Who wants to be fooled by this world that you can't see that's talking us into hell instead of out of it? Like, what did religion do for us? Did it ever give us the real answers, or does it keep us walking around in circles arguing over who's got the right answer? That's how we stay in hell.
Comes back to live and learn, you know? Everyone has to, like, most people learn the hard way.
Everybody gets to a good place. I don't even care how long it takes for each of us. could take us a million years once we're confused by man. I don't really care because you have millions of years if you live forever.
You know, I'm just talking in our lifetime, we go through different levels. So, like, at any moment in time, you're standing around people at all different levels of maturity and knowledge. You know?
Because of the way we're taught, right?
Well, no, it's a learning. Everyone goes through a learning process. You know, and let people learn the hard way.
What if there was a better way to learn, and we're not doing that? And it's not like a state-run thing or something. But, like, to let somebody learn, like, my children, I let them decide for themselves. For some reason, it's like things grow the way they should when you let them. It wasn't something I screwed up so much because I didn't influence it as much as I could. I tried not to. So it's an example, right? Like, you did the same thing in a way. You want to give them a life. What happened was our parents didn't give us a life. They told us what it was like, and they forced us into some kind of box. And we've never been right because of it. We've always tried to get out of that box.
Well, I'm going to say here that the Beatles saved my freaking life.
They told you to think for yourself.
Yeah, my parents were... My life was my parents' world, basically, you know.
Until they came along.
Before, yeah.
Yeah, and it was, you know, they might have said that they had long hair, but that was happening anyway. That was like, if you keep cutting everybody's hair down to, you know, baldness, then people are going to want to grow their hair when they get a chance. And somebody had to say it's okay. Like, geez, what is okay in life? Like, if you're not hurting anyone, stop making up rules against each other. And is it okay to find something wrong with everyone, or should you be finding something right with everyone? So why are we taught to find something wrong with everyone? That's the biggest thing in the world.
I've been playing Rummy for 50 years. It's not 55 years. Anyway, playing on Saturday night, which was last night, wasn't it? Right. So anyway, there were like two situations where it's like, you know, never seen that before, you know, and we're kind of like not arguing, but like saying we can't do that. Like something simple, like the way you pick up the pile, it's laying next to the deck. Point being is.
It's
like, you know what? I'm going to do what I'm doing because what I was doing was laying down I laid down two threes because there's a three in a pile, right? And I laid my threes down, picked up the pile, and everyone freaked out. Three other people freaked out and said, you can't do that. You have to pick up the pile first and then lay it down. I said, well, that doesn't make sense because how do you know I just didn't pick up anything I freaking wanted to? I could have picked it up anyway. My point here is people always. You know, there's always time for a new law, right? That's what I'm getting at here. It's freaking crazy.
Well, yeah, it's something you never saw before. So, isn't it about forgiving at some point? Think about that. Like, instead of finding something to, you know, charge everyone with all the time, how about we realize that it's about making mistakes and it's about forgiving people for them?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
And that way it's not about how much it costs us all the time. Like, it shouldn't cost us anyway for a mistake. You know, like, that's how we learn. So we shouldn't feel like it's something that we did wrong. What if we were to realize that man is not so great, that there has to be a creator because we can't do anything right. Like, when we play with nature, we screw it up. When we try and say we're helping people, we end up taking more lives. This whole thing with the vaccine is kind of bold, especially when you get to the point that you get no choice. A lot of things that man does, it's not like what would the creator do. And then when you look when you look around at things, though, you know, like this, even this crazy dog that I have.
You're put in school at a young age, and everything's dictated to you. You know, and that's the way that's the position we put ourselves into, and pretty much most humans on this planet. And it's time for a world revolution. It's time to take over corporations and start producing stuff for everybody at a cheap cost. Just doing it because you want to help the person. You want to help your fellow earthling. So it's got to be a world revolution. Yeah, otherwise I don't see an end to people trying to control other people. Everyone has to get on the same page.
Well, I think we have no choice. That's what's going to happen. You know, like we're going to see a time when we can't trust our system and we're going to have to come up with our own way. And that's where I think we're at right now. We're deciding whether our system is trustable or not. Like, we should really have a new election again, because that was ridiculous what we just went through.
And I'm afraid we're not.
Well, when you think about it, they just wasted all of our time. Like, isn't our time worth something? They keep saying how much time theirs is worth.
It cracks me up that you were right. Well, I shouldn't even have voted.
But we're never going to know who won. It's going to be undecided from now on. I'm a programmer. You know, I know exactly what happened on this election.
It was everything. The mail-in, a lot of things being resolved.
Yeah, it had to happen.
Yeah, it was another perfect storm. I like perfect storms. Yeah. At least it exposes mostly everything. I'm sure there's things we're missing. But
a perfect storm is so hard to happen. Like when you have three storms happening at the same time, that doesn't happen in nature, really. Like, a perfect storm is something that's just not godlike. It's not an act of God. So it's when man screws up everything, and man has to have a perfect storm to hide everything. It's not natural. I'm sure of it. Like, none of this. The COVID is not natural at all. For one, Fauci, the guy telling us to shut down the world, is the one that ran over to China and started making it there because he wasn't allowed to anywhere else. And if they do need a vaccine, it's because they created something that we need a vaccine for. That's outrageous.
I just saw Fauci on TV. I guess it was early last week or somewhere, but he said, kids should all go back to school. There's nothing wrong with that. It's perfectly fine. Schools should all reopen. And they're shutting down the schools. That New Year's, you know, I'm just saying. They're shutting.
I think it's crazy, more, man. It'll cost they don't us believe a leg to go back to school.
But now they don't believe. Does anybody believe this guy?
You mean he's going in both directions?
Yeah, I thought the blue team would, like, you know, would say, okay, Fauci, or, you know, our demigod has said we can go back to school. Okay, but no, teachers' unions and governors are saying no school. No, school districts are saying no, we're not going to school.
No. So maybe Fauci is trying to say that he's not the bad guy, so he's trying to say he's on our side. He already made his money. They've got the vaccine running. You know, they're going to end up paying him off.
Oh, he said. These people just find a safe country to go to. We're gonna get the hell out of here.
Well, they'll always have enough anyway. It's about, you know, maybe having more room on the beaches because they get rid of us.
Yeah, well, but if I was a crook like these guys, I'd want to move somewhere. No, I don't know what I'd want. I think I'd want to buy an army to protect me. But I was playing that game. It's a good thing.
Isn't that the joke? You got so much that you got to protect it all from everyone else because you're the one that sticks out. he can't go do anything. Nobody loves you anymore. You stole everybody's candy.
Yeah.
Come on. And then, do you love yourself at that point when you've got everybody's candy?
That's what I'm saying. I'm surprised he just moved to another country. They didn't have to look at the press. Nobody paid attention to him. Just mellow out some.
So what does the devil feel like when he's got everybody's candy in the end? You know? Anyway,
it's like a trick or treat.
I think the devil's unhappy because nobody loves him anymore.
Against their tyranny. Number 3 is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne. And I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in defense condition one, as we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in. And I ask that you join me every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for the unequivocal truth, DEFCON 1.
We shall never surrender.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyalty? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me,
give me liberty! Oh, give me death!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point on Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern in Studio B at revolution.radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution, Revolution. Radio!
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
We are back at freedomslips.com. And we really are the number one place where people come to, you know, like feel like they are family too, and where we can think together and actually come up with a solution. And I listen to a lot of the hosts and stuff, and you pretty much get to know everybody here. It's pretty interesting to see what our mentality is like these days and how we really relate. And I really do think that that we come here in this world like clueless, and it's only what we found. And I don't think anybody's any less or better. I think it's all what we found. And so we're all listener supported here. So if you find a little extra, kind of the Christmas season is about giving. And it is the hardest time for our station to get through usually. And it is like our 10th year. So it's kind of pretty amazing that we've gotten this far. And this is probably the most important year, like 2020, and like seeing through all this smoke that they're giving us right now. I have to laugh at this election. This is like the funniest thing ever. I mean, if they really think that people aren't like knowledgeable enough to see that they could like hoax this thing with the opcode and, you know, have the count whatever they want. Like, if we don't know that by now, like when we ask for the opcode to see what it looks like and stuff, I don't want to hear about a bunch of updates and stuff and how the machines all got changed. Like, you know, like even that kind of stuff, if that happens, like if you look at the updates and stuff and they were all changed afterwards, then they're covering something up. And just that is enough to like start over. And, you know, like I get how easy it is to fudge things and get away with it. You know, because you can't blame it on all these people that were possessed. You're going to get to blame it on the machines and then some coder or something. And, you know, somebody will lose a job in a corporation or something. But all of us are going to lose our future. Go ahead, Scott.
Oh, talk about these machines and these counting machines are being done overseas. Something struck me kind of funny, and not many people would have recognized it. When Giuliano had that press conference about the president's lawsuit, make long story short, he brought the machines in three different states or more. I'm not sure about that. Or you know, they had their votes counted overseas, and I know on Rev Radio, I was in a chat room, or not in the chat room, but in the roundtable. Or either on this show, talking about that. So we already knew about that back in the early spring. And I was kind of surprised that Giuliana said, I'd never heard of that before. Has anybody else ever heard of that? Who would even thought that, you know? I'm thinking like, well, if we were talking about it, you would have think that you would have known about it? Well, I mean, what do you think of that observation I made?
I think if we said it, if we said it a year ago, Giuliani knows exactly what he's talking about when he says he didn't know. I think everybody knows that it was counted over in Spain for the last four or five elections, wasn't it?
And it was only Canada.
And it was only this last thing that Trump did that makes any difference, because he says if there's any like foreign intervention. And now we have to decide whether that's considered enough foreign intervention. I think it is.
I do too.
Yeah, I don't think we should have our vote counted. So.
No. That was interesting. Back to having our vote counted.
Yeah.
I'm not sure my vote was counted. And that's how I have to deal with that forever now.
I think that's the question on everybody's mind is whether or not it mattered. Now, you got to wonder, why did we go through all that, and why doesn't it matter that we spent all of our time last year like watching this whole event and get played in the end and not knowing the truth? Like, what is America about these days?
It's about one more unbelievable, fantastic story. It covers up the last story. That's what it's about. Because I didn't think they would pop this up all year, but they did it.
It's about being a better story than the last one, like 9-1-1 or something. I can't believe they got away with that one. Look at what we can do next. And we're like all in shock that they even try it in front of us.
I mean,
it's like having spoiled children, right?
It's like knowing your audience. Like a good comedian, knowing the audience.
I don't think they're getting away with it anymore. You know, like a spoiled child is pretty obvious. So, you know, like these privileged people that have all the best of everything are getting a little bit like slack these days. They're not kind of adding up to all that they say they are. They were supposed to be the best of the best with all the money to get the best education and do the right thing for everyone, right?
Well, in times are changing. I mean, everyone's got a cell phone, takes pictures, you know, people are filming things, it's easy. People are passing information more.
The time that's changing is we don't need them anymore, and it costs us a hell of a lot of money to have all these middlemen that waste our time.
Well, that's
so.
Yeah.
If we could just go around them with a cell phone and say, you know, we could all get these votes ourselves. We don't really need your voting system. How much worse could our cell phone be if their voting system's being rigged? You know, come on. We could take a vote every day at high noon and come up with a better deal than what they're giving us.
Don't tell me they can't.
Until we get rid of the problem.
I totally agree. Now, I'm just saying, I mean, they're so sophisticated. The software they have and manipulate and the way they can track us, they've got no problem doing an accurate election if they want to.
Oh, yeah. The problem is that they can pad the votes and make the election off no matter how we do it, even if we do it ourselves. They can have somebody in there finagling it because of their control. Like, their control is their programmers. We're not the ones that know how the machine works that we're using. It's the same thing as the science with all their instruments, and we're not the ones, you know, writing down the results. And they could fudge the results. They could make it any way they want it to look. You remember when you were so important in AT&T, you had to write down the right numbers and stuff.
Yeah.
Would somebody trust you? Come on. They always do things 10 times to be trusted. You know, like, I don't trust these higher-ups. They should prove everything. I thought that's what we were supposed to get with America, a paper trail. Nobody gets away with murder.
Yeah, but anybody can fudge paper trail. Anybody.
So then paperwork doesn't work. We could have a better voting system then somehow. I like the idea of high noon because it's instantaneous. You know, like it's a certain time every day. Like, how are they going to screw us on it? And really, why would you want to have a vote that you know, is inaccurate? Why wouldn't you want the truth?
Well, some people's invested money into the hoping that what they're voting for succeeds.
Can't be bought.
Yeah, it comes down to money again. Because people are invested. Yeah, they have money invested in that vote coming out the way they want it.
And everything I ever was taught was a waste of time. Come on. America's not a land of opportunity. It's a land of who has the money.
Well, not in our vision, or, you know, my vision, your vision.
It's time to plant seeds and take back America. And just say, hey, you know, you can't make up a bunch of paperwork that just keeps ripping everybody off. That's not fair either. So these people are more of a criminal than I am. For planting some seed, you know, that, you know, kind of makes it easier for me so I don't have to buy the stuff. And the prices are so ridiculous. It's like even the government's charging me more than the street prices. Like, what kind of a world are we in? My government is my dealer now. Do you get it? And he doesn't give me a better deal.
Well, they're trying. They're grabbing everything they can.
But if they just let you plant your own seeds, you wouldn't need a better deal from them. We got great seeds that we could plant these days. You know, like we could actually have everybody happy.
Well, yeah, so I found a bargain. Those leeches, those money-sucking leeches, it gave me a bargain. I'm happy.
Exactly.
Yeah, I guess I have. It's called Shake. I like
it. But I'm talking about the life here, where we can just plan our own scene. We don't have to buy the plant. And the joke is, you know, like one plant could give you a pound of weed, and you're buying it by the gram from the government. What a deal. Like, these people are stealing our future. Our retirement. They're taking
our past.
But they're giving us a cost that's actually higher than it should be. Like, why should you pay the same price as alcohol costs for something that you can plant a seed and grow it in your backyard? You can grow it in a house plant, and it would be just as good. So who has the power? That's like the creator doesn't even have that kind of power over you.
Oh, man. Well, I should live in Maryland. Maryland, I can grow it there. I live there.
There's somebody in your area right in Morrisville that I know that's growing hemp and doing the extracts and like starting a business and a store and everything and doing really well. And the interesting thing is everybody should be doing it.
Yeah, like, I should be doing it.
What if it was so simple to make all of your instruments and be able to extract stuff? And why don't we know all this already? You know, like the way that we can do things ourselves and not need extra people.
Actually, Sherry does it. She makes tinctures. So she's doing it. Extracting all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, we should be sharing that information. Like it's like making tea, you know?
Yeah, so it's all over the kitchen. And he's like, put it in a mason jar.
Yeah. It's like a Wiccan, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like an herbalist or a witch doctor.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, here, drink this.
Those are the most dangerous people, you know.
I know.
And that's the same thing about being independent, you know, and doing things because, you know, like that's going to save you if you can help others. And so isn't that what it is? It's like all the different, like they used to say a jack of all trades, but a master of none. And the truth is, we're probably a master of all. And they just want to think that we can't do it all.
Yeah, I want to go on record. You know, Sherry's not a Wiccan. Now, Ron is a Wiccan. But Sherry's not a Wiccan. She likes to, like, more relate, like, to good witch, that kind of thing. I don't get it all, but...
Well, I think it's more like a good nutrition because we're made, like, of minerals. And we're always looking for, like, the spice of life. That's what we live for. Like, something different or new that gives us something more than we had. Like, if we keep doing the same thing like America is doing, we get nowhere and we get fat. And so now it's time to realize that it's all about the minerals in our life. And, you know, where did they go? Because they're not putting them all back in the soil to grow our food. So we have to buy all these supplements all the time and stuff. It used to be the food was enough. So maybe that's the future, is like how much more we can do for each other if we just, you know, get the food right, you know, stop polluting everything, maybe be able to clean up some of it because... If we did it ourselves, we could clean it up cheaper than these government agencies that make so much money on us. They actually outprice cleaning up all the pollution so that we have to leave it that way.
I'm not sure it's the same subject, but here's an answer for if you have a lot of leaves in your yard. You know, don't bag your leaves and threads and just put them in a trash bag. Really, you know what? You just get the lawnmower out there and mulch them up. And trust me, they're gone by spring. You mulch them, it looks great, and they disappear, and your lawn looks great. There's no reason. You're just stealing the minerals from the soil. I just want to throw that out there. If everybody did that, you take a lot of plastic bags and you keep your territory fertile. That's my answer for that.
Yeah. You can compost them too. They're like worth a lot for your lawn. So.
Yeah, I've got a cold corner compost, but I'm just saying, cut your leaves, just chop them up, man. Just mulch them right on your lawn, just let them linger. Nature will take care of it. No need to rake and bag.
No, I think you're probably right. They do get a little bit thick, but they're no more than what the plant that took it out of the soil was putting out there.
Yeah, I'm telling you, even if they're in a pile, lawnmower just blows right through, especially when they're dry.
But it's a good point because you're putting the minerals back in the soil so that it can grow more leaves.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's probably one of the reasons that we're depleting our soil by throwing out all our leaves.
Yeah, they burn them. They take them down the dump. I mean, they've got like skyscrapers, you know, they burn it. And there you go. Probably
take some of that stuff, the ashes, and put it back in your garden. Well, that's what they used to do. They used to put ashes in your bread and stuff for minerals in us.
I know ashes taste good. I know if ashes get on my steak, it doesn't bother me.
I know if you put ashes in a pill form, you know, like a capsule, you can like sob when you get poisoned or something. It'll absorb poison because it's carbon. Yeah, cool. It's activated too. I think it's funny how much we don't know. Like if we just helped each other, we would know all of this stuff instead of having to go look for it all the time. Like we've never realized how much we don't know until now. And the reason we're seeing it is because of how dependent we are on the system, and the system's been poking us, so we're going to have to get better at this. Gonna have to help ourselves so that we don't have to stand in bread lines, right?
I'm expecting. I mean, the toilet paper situation is starting, right?
So, how does that happen?
I guess because you're talking about the lockdown again. You can't find. Well, there's shortage. There's no toilet paper on the shelf. Where I have like six sitting there. I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, but you know they could just have six extra trucks to each store if they wanted to. There's no shortage, really. It's like an illusion. It's like the toilet paper almost proves there's an illusion going on. Like, how does the toilet paper get hit so fast? Doesn't it take 6 weeks in the gas line before the price of... But I mean, the price of a barrel of oil doesn't affect the gas prices for 6 weeks. So how does COVID affect the toilet paper shortage the same week?
Because every state says they're about to go into Biden says we're going to a...
And everybody goes and buys toilet paper.
Toilet paper, yeah.
So if they know they're going into a lockdown, why don't they have an extra truck of toilet paper everywhere? Because we're not out of toilet paper. It's in the warehouses everywhere.
Our
country is just full of warehouses. Everything comes in from a ship from China, and it's packed into a warehouse, and you can get anything in 2 days if you pay an extra dollar. Or you can wait 10 days for China to bring it to you. Where else does things come from in America, like toilet paper and stuff? So if it takes 2 months to get here, we're not behind on toilet paper. It's just a matter of if they want it to look that way or not. See, if five people or five families own all of our supply chain, they can make it look like hell on earth if they want. And I think it's an infrastructure problem, like it's an act of war. And America should take back the country from private industry. You know, all this stuff that Mike Gatti is talking about is like it's all been illegal up until now because they've been making up a system that has loopholes and backdoors and ways to, you know, bring up amendments so that the states have no power and stuff. The people end up having no power at all. And that's where we're at in America, where, you know, like we used to have some say, even if it was represented. And these days, we have to represent ourselves or we'll have no power. I think if we could take a vote on how we want to live next, I don't think it would be, you know, the possessed one's rule. It should be a vote on what makes sense from now on, not a bunch of people just, you know, I don't know. Groupthink is more like fashion statements.
One positive thing is it doesn't come easy because it's expensive, but you can always move to another state. It's your mindset. That's one good thing about this country. You can move to another state.
Until all the states start acting the same with their rules.
But we still have time. There's probably at least 10 really places to hide in this country.
Well, there's a lot of places out of the way that wouldn't want to change the rules because they want people to go there. Like Montana, and, I don't know, New England area and stuff, where it's colder.
Adirondacks.
Yeah. And, you know, turkey outside in the Thanksgiving is not going to be easy in a lot of places. Maybe California is not so hard. And here's the thing. Why would we change our lifestyle if we have never even identified a virus yet?
It sounds like they've identified.
They asked for an information request from the banks that hold all the information about, you know, things that have been identified. And they said
they don't know what animal transfers it.
They said there is no such thing as SARS or COVID that is registered in their bank of information. There is patents on it, you know, from, you know, Fauci and stuff, but nobody's really identified it. And, you know, like, it's really hard for us to identify things like that. Like, I don't think it's really what it looks like. We don't know.
We don't know. We don't know anything. Even if they show us a picture, doesn't mean they're showing us anything correct. Right. Anything they tell you doesn't mean jack to me.
I think it's too small for our instruments to really know. What would we know anyway? You know, like, all we know is what they told us that they can do.
I mean, how, like, do we know it didn't drop out of a plane? It sprayed out of a plane.
Fuzzy logic. Well, that's what I said in the beginning. I said, look at the chemicals that we used to deal with. They just let some of that go in an auditorium. The whole auditorium's dead. So it would be easy for them to spray a little bit on a couple of people and they would end up getting eaten away like a virus got to them or something.
Oh, it'd be easy to spray COVID that way. Just drop it in a couple of places in the middle of the city somewhere.
Right, but I'm saying, they could do it with a chemical, like it attacks your lungs and eats your, the mucous membranes. So it almost looks like you have something. In a couple of days, you start to die.
Now you're talking biological warfare treaties, which these, none of them.
Talking about the stuff that makes integrated circuit chips. I mean, our freaking chips are so toxic that if you just ground them up, you could probably be a terrorist.
Really? Seriously?
Yeah. It's amazing where America is, like the things in our mind. Because we only know what we've been told. I don't know how to put things anymore. You know, like, I've seen such things to fool us that I don't trust anybody anymore. Like, you know how they make things to break so you can't fix them, kind of?
Yeah.
They have this thing that's a silhouette. It's called a cameo or something. It cuts out vinyl, you know? So I open it up and I find that the connector gets pulled because the connector has, like, it's a USB that you connect it to talk to it. And if you drop the thing or pull on the cable, it breaks the connector and the pins on the bottom of it. And the only reason is because when you buy a new one to replace it, you get a better connector that has, like, a better way of grounding it. It's like it's a solid shield, so it can't be moved sideways. so you can't break the pins on the new one. But the old one is made like you can break it if you just pull on the wire and stuff. But the joke was I couldn't get it to work after I replaced it. And the reason was behind the connector, when the connector bends, it knocks a transistor off the board. And then it doesn't recognize it. It's the transistor that says there's something plugged into it. But it made me laugh because if you pull on the cord, you break a transistor, and then the person fixing it doesn't notice that there's something else missing.
Yeah,
I just love it. You know, like I love the way things are done. And I don't know, maybe I'm crazy or something, but it was just a funny thing to see.
I'm sure the next model will be we'll take care of that. It'll be new.
Well, the next one has Bluetooth, which made me laugh. But the joke was I have three of these, and two of them were broken. They were broken the same way, and they both were missing the transistor because it knocked it off.
Wow.
And it makes it complicated because you have to figure out what kind of transistor to put in it, which isn't too much, but it slows you down. But it makes me laugh because it's the fool you are. When you fix it, you think, oh, that was easy, and then it doesn't work. And the other thing that was funny about it is the whole board. It's only a little tiny 3x3-inch board. And that's the whole thing. It does all the work. And this is like something that cuts out vinyl. So it's the same thing as a 3D printer. They would do the same kind of stuff all on a little 3-inch board. And that's where we're really at. With, you know, like all it has is a microcontroller, one little processor chip, a couple little driver chips, and whatever else it took, which was pretty simple stuff. And if you look up the microchip, it gives you all the schematic for the microchip and how to program it and stuff. So it tells you how to cook it back up anyway. And you don't really need that transistor in there. But it makes me laugh because we have that much information these days too, the way things are made and stuff, that we can almost do everything ourselves.
I got to tell you Here's an example of how screwed up corporations are. I don't want to pick on Nintendo because I'm a big Mario Brothers fan, but here we go. You know, so what, the Nintendo system comes out, right? So you buy one game, I can't remember, like $20 or something, you know? And you get your game. And like 5 years later or 3 years later, this guy at work, he has this, it looks just like a regular Nintendo cartridge. Plug it in, it's got 116 games on it. You know? And it's charging $100 for us. So I had to buy one, son of a gun. Yeah, all these games, all their games. And eventually, when it finally didn't work years later, for some reason I took it apart and I looked, and it was just like a little chip, a little tiny chip inside that cassette.
Uh-huh.
So there's so much power. There's just so much power in the microprocessor. I just this means all you know. You're describing that. You're describing your gizmo.
That's kind of what I'm saying. Like that whole machine is made up by a little 3-inch square board.
Yes, ridiculous.
And I have a little computer that I'm using right now. That's just the size of a credit card. It's really no thicker than that. It's just got some connectors on the board. But it's running everything like a laptop did like 10 years ago and stuff. But you can do more than that even. And so, you know, like we're moving into an age where we can do everything. Like this little credit card size computer could run your whole grow room and stuff and tell you the temperatures and readouts and connect up to the outside world. And you could put it in your pocket and you can buy a display for it so that you can use it portable and stuff like a phone and stuff. So we're at that level where, you know, we can program the world. Like with these little things, they do like the 3D printing and stuff. So it's not going to be like we might lose our technology. It's more like there's going to be so much of this already out there.
Yeah, think about the 1969 and that moon landing. You know, it's like the computer they used. It's not even like a cell phone or a calculator, you know, pocket calculator. It's more powerful. I don't know what to think.
Well, you think that you actually get to a point where they can put so much stuff in memory and stuff that you can remember your whole life on, you know, like a couple of tetrabyte drives even.
What kind of memory do they have? It would fit in a module, in a linear module. Think about that.
But back then.
Yeah, in 1969.
Back then, I heard they were using like these little cheap computers from RCA that were MOSFET because they didn't use much power. And their whole plan was to make three computers so that they would all calculate at the same time and come up with the same answer. And if one of them didn't come up with the same answer, they would take the other two's answer. And that's how they got it accurate. But if you think about it, that's how accurate they had to be because they had to trust something. Like I wouldn't want to trust a computer back in the 60s, you know, like on a space flight and stuff. So it had to be very simple, you know, like what they were using it for and what it did for them and stuff. So I don't know. I don't know how to look at that stuff either. But these days, yeah, everything's like, you know, like this little credit card computer is a quad-core computer. It's crazy. It's got four processors inside.
So how do you plug it into anything? How do you just communicate by I'm just curious. You said it's the size of a credit card?
Yeah, it has a power supply that plugs into the wall. You can change it to a battery. It's called a Raspberry Pi. I think it's pretty popular out there. And then it has two HDMI, I think they're called. So you can plug it into big TVs. You can have the video go over the, I think it's a USB-C connector. So that you can have like these new displays run on USB-C and stuff. So it's like the newest thing out and stuff too. And so you can hook it up like with two different monitors, and it's just really the size of a credit card. The chip on it is just a little, like not even an inch square. It's got a quad core. And the thing about it is it has a connector so you can connect it to the world and do experiments and do a, you know, program different things, run your house off it, run a 3D printer and stuff. So it teaches you like what a computer is, and so you're not like, you know, thinking it's all that or something. You actually see how it works, you know, what you can do with it. I think it's going to change the world, but these changes, like for our children and stuff, you know, because I have a couple of grandchildren that are into this kind of stuff. It's going to be incredible what these kids can do. Like my youngest grandchildren are working with 3D printers. You know, they have two of them at their house and these Raspberry Pis that they program. So I don't know. I didn't have that opportunity when I was growing up.
Right. Yeah, that's cool. It's no problem.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you think of computers? Like, I remember you made something that you stuck in a tree that flashed like a LED. Or like it looked like two eyes or something.
Well, I'll tell you what I think of computers nowadays. I think that they're actually good for email. And now I'm doing that on my phone, so I really don't touch my computer.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. My phone does everything. Like, we're doing this show with it and stuff. It's pretty incredible, actually.
Is that my new computer?
I think it does as much as this little credit card computer. Like, it's same thing, like quad-core little computers inside our phones and stuff.
I can talk to everything. I can talk to my TV. I can talk to, what's her name? And it comes to Verizon.
Yeah, Bluetooth and Wi-Fi and stuff, and you can talk to almost everything. Yeah.
Almost like a communicator.
Yeah, it's also a whole bunch of frequencies around us that are freaking us out with ourselves and things.
Yeah.
We're probably going to change that soon. You know, we have other ways to communicate. It's not going to cost us our health.
Well, that's the thing. Is I got my phone like about 6 feet away from it. I'm one of those too close here.
Yeah, it kind of helps when you have Bluetooth, but then the Bluetooth has like a high frequency on you. So it's not worse.
I think we've got the radio stations. So much stuff going through me.
Almost got through the whole thing.
I'm like an antenna. Everything's passing through.
Well, we all are. Yeah, don't play radio on your teeth, right?
That was Gilligan's Island.
I think that's how crazy we are. Like, my dogs are going crazy right now.
But that was an episode of Gilligan's Island where the filling was picking up a radio station.
Yeah, they almost got rescued by it, right?
Yeah.
It's always the way, but you have to love it.
Well, what's your personal opinion? Should you think Trump should take this to the end, or do you think he should just walk away and write a book?
I think he should take it to the end. I think we should hold these people to the truth. I don't think we're getting the truth about anything. When somebody says you should just concede, that's when you shouldn't. Like, the things I've heard them say to Trump right now are the worst things they could say. They actually look guilty because of what they're doing.
That makes sense. Everyone wants to know the truth.
And that's what America deserves. And it's not America if we can't find out the truth on something like this, especially. This is our election. It should be the one thing that is sacred that nobody wants to screw up.
Yeah. Why would you put pressure and why would you try to make someone look like a fool for actually doing what's constitutionally correct? You know, you should revere that.
America is about the vote. You know, like it was supposed to spread this voting system that, you know, it's fair because the majority gets to say something. If the voting system doesn't work, then what does that say to the world? So this voting system has to be recognized. It has to be real. We've got to go over the opcode on all the machines, and we've got to see all the false, you know, whatever they did to it. Like, I could program the thing. It's the simplest thing. It's just a voting machine. It's not complicated. If that thing has anything complicated in it, it's to steal the vote.
Well, that's part of this case. Is all these cities stopped their counts at like 3 a.m, 2 a.m, at the same time, and that was in the perfect time to be a big upload or, you know, or to coordinate.
They had to, I think, because there was a landslide towards Trump, and it's kind of a shame because it does look like that. Like, it makes America look like we're not what we're supposed to be. So how are we going to, like, you know, say to the rest of the world that you should listen to what we have to say when our election doesn't work? Like, we can't go through this. And what we should really find out is the truth. You know, like, the biggest truth is that opcode in those machines. If that opcode is any more than it should be, then there's something wrong with the, you know, who we're buying this stuff from. And, well, you know, taxpayers pay for all of this.
But who's investigating that to see if the opcode has been a...
Well, we should be. We should have a copy of everything before and after the election, how that opcode was written and what it was doing at the time of the election. And there should be no fraud involved of, you know, like somebody changed it. And we shouldn't sit here and think that it's some huge program that you got to go through, because all it is a bean counter. How freaking complicated does it have to be? A calculator is more complicated than a voting machine.
Yeah,
So what we're going to find out is the truth when we look at the opcode on those voting machines. And I think I heard people updating the voting machines after the election. So yeah. If that happened, then there's fraud involved. Why would they have to do that? They should wait until it's verified before they update anything. So even if they just updated it, we should call off everything and start over. And we shouldn't even have an election anymore until we know the truth. That you can't use voting systems that are fraudulent. Come on. The best that money can buy, that's what we're going to rely on? I don't trust anything when it comes to money.
Exactly.
So isn't that the right answer? It's time to, like, not trust anything, start over, make something that you can trust that doesn't cost us all the time. And why is it that America has to pay to like, you know, put these people in jail or figure out what the hell they're going to, you know, they're doing to us? Why do we have to spend all our time on this stuff? It was bad enough the election was a fraud, you know, so now we wasted a whole year of our time. Like, that was a waste of a lot of time. We deserve the truth. Well, we shouldn't have elections anymore.
I think the truth is the coup has succeeded, or we're about to watch it succeed.
I think the truth is there's a creator, and the bad side can't make up shit anymore. They don't get away with murder anymore. I think we're in an obvious world now. Like, that's what happens when we come into a time of light. You can't find any shadows to hide in. And these people have been sticking stuff under the rug the whole time I've been, you know, around. And they just can't hide it anymore. So we're down to the point where they need a war, or they need to poison us so that we don't find out who's criminal here. And it's not us. We're not the criminals here. No, they're ready to poison us. Because
you put it that way.
Why wouldn't they poison us? They're going to get caught. That's what COVID is about. If we can't say that this is stupid, the COVID thing, how does it just happen to happen at the same time that we're like finagling an election and we're destroying a president? You know, all this stuff is at the same time. It didn't just happen all of a sudden out of nowhere. This was all like a perfect storm, all for this year.
See, if you notice, the COVID went to the numbers were going down, you know, and they were just going down. Nobody
was
talking
about it.
And at the week of the election, the numbers were all 1,000 a day. I mean, so they brought it right back into the mainstream. They made it, you know.
We need a solution. We need a hero. We need somebody to save us from COVID.
Yeah.
And Trump wasn't the savior for COVID, was he?
Well, I you know, if the vaccine works and Biden gets in and saves us from that winter,
that's totally crap.
The whole vaccine thing
is crap, and Trump had to play along with it as much as he had to because of the election and stuff. And we're not allowed to talk about it like that, you know, like whose side you're on and stuff.
I agree with you. You're right.
The vaccine is crap. The whole COVID thing is crap. It's not something created to us. This is what happens when we're in a nasty place, when everything's so ugly that the dark side is actually causing all the problems, you know, where they're spreading disease. And that happens when we're not clean enough, you know, when we're taking out each other and stuff and not helping anyone. So, you know, like when America is selfish, this is what we're going to get. So it's time to change. You know, like I see us going into the Aquarian age and realizing that it's not about the money. It's not about a vaccine. It's not about fear anymore. You know, what if it was about a land of plenty and you didn't have anything that you need? And we'd all be on vacation most of the time because you don't have to work so many days of your life. like, we have enough people where we could make enough and work less. Why does it have to be so hard all the time? It'd be nice if we all had work to do and we just divided it up so that you didn't have to work more than 10 hours a week or something. And you still have enough for everything you need.
Well, everything you're saying is possible.
Yeah, because it's all what we decide. It's not how much it costs us. And what's happened so far is what the market will bear. Now, I've been saying it way too much, so everybody realizes by now that it doesn't have to be like that. It could be what we want. We don't have much choice. The robots were supposed to take all our work away, so how are we supposed to play it after that? Does somebody else own the robots? That's stupid, right? Why wouldn't they be helping us so that we don't have to work so hard? Like, why are we in fear that the robots are going to take our work?
Well, it's back to business, corporations, money, and it's like you've invested in your robot and now you just want to make $1 billion.
It's like this mentality thinking that you have to work your life away for your creator or something. And the creator would never ask for something in return for a good life. So this is something that religion has gave us. You know, like a burden that we owe for life. That's ridiculous. Like, what if it was a world that was so easy and we're the ones that are complicating it? And if we just made it easy on us, we wouldn't have to work so hard.
I guess the explanation is the Garden of Eden and the serpent must be money.
It's probably as simple as, like, my parents thought that that was what life was, is you have to work for a living. And they just didn't know any better.
Well, I thought.
Yeah, but what if it was more like we don't have enough work for everyone? And really, it's too easy to reproduce everything. We just didn't know how easy it was because everybody kept us working. We're at a point where, you know, industry is almost like automatic at this point. What happens when we do that?
Well, I always thought the bottom was going to fall out.
Why wouldn't it be we have more than we could use? Like, if we do things automatically, then we just feed the machines and they keep putting out more product. So it's really going to get simpler. But they've got us in some fear that the machines are going to eat us or something instead.
Yeah, I mean, it always comes back to, like, you know, anyone who laughs at a backwards country, the last laugh is on you, because the people of the least will survive when the big machine falls apart.
Because they're the closest to nature, and we didn't realize, we didn't need all of this fancy stuff to enjoy life.
Yeah.
But my point is more like when we have everything working for us, like we keep planting seeds and we have too much. Like, they actually pay us not to plant seeds because we have too much at times. So really, if we set it up in a way that we have too much, then we wouldn't have to work so hard all our lives. And who decides that it costs $30,000 or $100,000 for a house anyway, when you can just cut the wood and make it yourself in a couple of months?
Like, yeah, I never understood that.
And really, people want a small home now because of the cost. And if they could travel, they wouldn't need much at all, just a place to hang out whenever they're in the area. So we could change a lot of things. And I don't know if people really want so much, like that they need a big house and, you know, so much they can't move and stuff.
I don't think most people do. I know I don't.
Yeah, I think we're learning that, right? Like, we're kind of brought up that way, that you tell how much you can accumulate. But now we want to travel, right? And even the younger people would rather travel, I think, than accumulate a bunch of stuff.
I mean, some people want to be free, and travel. Some people want to settle down, have a family, but whatever you want to do, it should be easy to do.
It should be about choice, America, right? Choice. I think it's actually easier to give us choice than it is to take it away. And if your government, which I can't stand the word, actually made it easier, then everybody would be happy with the system that we have. We wouldn't all be wasting our time arguing about it.
Which makes me always ask, what are they protecting? Why do they keep on clamping down more? You know, because the more you imprison somebody, it just means you're hiding something. You're just making it tougher for them to get to the source.
Yeah, and you're getting everybody to panic and to worry and to act out against you and stuff. It makes everybody a bad person. Maybe that's what it's all about, is to get us to the wrong place by fighting over everything. You know,
that was one of my theories earlier. That goes beyond governments. I'm questioning why take a given country, half the people want to fight with the other half of the people. I mean, that can't be natural. That has to be some kind of divine or some kind of a higher power playing games with us. I'm not saying it's a possession. I'm not saying it isn't, but that's just uncanny. It's almost impossible.
Impossible what? That it could be us?
Yeah, we have to. It's like we're programmed. They programmed us to do this. It's diabolical. Psychological warfare, but that's what they've done.
Well, look at the Constitution with Mike Gatty and all the letters that he was talking about. It's like they actually, you know, did all those communications so that they could finagle it in a way that, you know, the states had no power. And then the amendments were added to it, you know, because they had flaws that they had to add things so that they could even get more power later on. Like, they knew they couldn't pull it all off at the same time. And what's interesting is now we can look back and see the truth, but we didn't know this until now. We didn't have a library like the internet until now.
Yeah, but screw the government part of it. I'm saying, like, the people themselves can't get together on issues. You know, it's like half the
because
people
we were taught wrong.
Yeah, but how do you get half the people to think one way, half the people to think the other way? And you start talking millions and hundreds of millions of people. It's uncanny. You think at least maybe like 70% of people versus 30, you know, to be divided? That's incredible.
This is what's so great about this election. It proves that there's something possessing us because they got almost a 50-50 fight.
It
could all be finagled. But yeah, if it's always 50-50, then it's getting us to fight. And that's kind of my point. The whole thing is to teach us to fight or to talk us into a fight. Now, what does the bad side do to you? They pick on you until you fight too. So they waste all of your time. Plus, if they get you to fight, you're wasting even more of your life because now you're all confused. You're doing what you're told, even though you thought you were fighting with somebody. But they got you to do it. So who's the one that's brilliant here? The one that gets you to fight? Or the one that does what they're told when they get poked and stuff and they fight back?
It's a big-ass political machine out there working. There's two parties that are working it. And they are in cahoots with each other. And they've
got this possessed.
Well, yeah, everyone who follows them is possessed. If you're walking around being a proud Democrat or a proud Republican, you're possessed.
Yes, that's what possessed is. It's the obvious. You can see it, how they fight with each other, and they say things that are bad about each other, even though it makes no sense at all what they're saying. And they don't make, like, good comments. They don't say something nice, so obviously we're all going to hell if we keep it up.
I'm not going to hell, because there is no hell for it.
Yeah, I'm not going to pay attention to that.
Help your neighbor.
Enjoy it all.
listening to Revolution